Boeing finds two more software flaws in 737 MAX aircraft. By Tom Sikata on April 8, 2020. Boeing announced this week that it has discovered two additional software flaws in its troubled 737 MAX line that must be fixed before the fleet returns to the air. Major nations around the globe grounded the 737 MAX fleet in 2019 after it was involved in two fatal crashes that claimed the lives of all passengers and crew on board. According to a report by Bloomberg, Boeing is facing a new series of challenges with its 737 MAX fleet. This week, Boeing announced that it has discovered two software flaws, one of which could potentially cause a plane to dive into the ground on its own. The other flaw could potentially cause the aircraft's autopilot to disengage during a landing. Breitbart News has reported extensively on the 737 MAX fleet. Breitbart News reported in January that Boeing had halted production of the 737 MAX fleet over concerns that federal aviation regulators were not ready to approve the fleet for commercial use. The new flaws deepen the engineering challenge for Boeing as it tries to return its best-selling jet to the skies, the report reads. One of the problems involves hypothetical faults in the computer's microprocessor, which could lead the plane to climb or dive on its own, Boeing said. A safety system on the MAX caused the jet to dive automatically in both accidents, but the problems aren't related, Boeing said. Boeing claims that the software issues are unrelated to the flaws that lead to the fatal 737 MAX flights that occurred in 2018 and 2019. Although Boeing's engineers are working to repair these news issues, the company notes that the software flaws have not yet been observed during flight. Boeing's trouble with the 737 MAX has caused serious problems for the company and the economy at large. As reported by Breitbart News in February, manufacturing activity for the month of January increased if Boeing is excluded from the analysis. But with Boeing included, it shrank by 0.1%. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.